We'll call to order the workshop session of tonight's meeting. Mayor Talbot has asked me to conduct the meeting until such time if and when she is able to join us. First order will be the phone number if you're at home wanting to call in, 512-556-0332. First order is discussion and updates related to COVID-19 pandemic and CARES Act funding and extension.
Mayor Pro Tem, I might ask that we put this one off until such time as Chief Smith arrives. I haven't heard that he was not going to be here, so.
Okay, sounds good. Second item, discussion to consider a new date for the council planning session and to review and make changes if needed to the tentative agenda.
Mayor and Council, as you know, we postponed our recent.
Are you on?
I am. I'll speak into it a little better. But as you know, we postponed our December meeting where we were to take some time and work through the attached agenda that had been given to council. We now seek your input and advice direction for tackling this task either through several workshops in the evening. I certainly understand that some of you have school schedules that would not make it as easy to get to a meeting during the day. Certainly council wouldn't, or staff wouldn't be opposed to a Saturday if that's a possibility, school holiday, but we just wanted to make sure we put this back on the agenda to receive your input.
And I think we have two who might need to.
Who's on next?
We have a like a staff development on the
18th.
And I would be willing to take a day off.
For that? Would staff be prepared for the January 18th?
January 18th, is that our holiday? That's our holiday?
Yeah, so. That's okay.
Right, we have staff development.
My anniversary?
Yes, because our.
But that's all right.
I don't know when our next.
I'd have to look. Let me look at the calendar and see what our next thing.
Day off would be for. Do we have a day in February?
Probably. I think we do have another day in February.
And certainly, this is something that you can get back to me on or Becky, and
okay,
we can coordinate from that if you'd like to go ahead and do that. Certainly, I think it may be if we could. If we could take even one, our next workshop, and at least take a chunk out of it, whether that's Jason Jones or the comp plan or something like that, that we might be able to take that approach as well.
Okay.
Yeah. That would work as far as I'm concerned. And also evenings.
I'm open any Saturday. Any Saturday is good with me, so.
Yeah, because our next possible comp or staff development day is February 15th.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So evenings. Well,
do y'all have, is that President's Day?
I don't know what February 15th is.
Yeah, that I think that's a city holiday as well if it's President's Day. Okay, I think maybe we need to just do as you advised and maybe take some of it out on a workshop and let us look at maybe a date and then check with the mayor as well.
So what we'll plan on doing based on your input is we'll take some bites.
We're back into our special session, discussion and possible action concerning any items posted and discussed by council in executive session. There is a motion to come out. A motion to authorize the city manager to finalize and execute the utility development agreement with CNB Lampasas Investors, limited within parameters discussed in executive session. All those in favor?
I'll second. I'll second the motion.
I'll second it.
I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Do we need to take a short break before we go into the regular session? We'll adjourn for about 10 minutes and come back into the I'll call the order the regular session of tonight's meeting. I'd like to issue the first phone number first, 512-556-0332. If you want to call in and join us, feel free. Chief Bailey, would you please lead us in prayer?
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are our provider, our healer. You see to our every need. We thank you, Lord, for all. Lord, many worry and are anxious with so much going on in our country and around the world. Today, we put everything in your hands. Our concerns for our family, our finances, our health, our home, nation, community, work. Lord, we give you all of our anxiety, our worries, concerns, and fears. We place our trust in you, Lord, and we thank you for carrying our burdens so that our hearts and minds won't be troubled. As we go forth, may your grace and mercy be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join us. I don't think there are any presentations or proclamations, so we'll start with the public hearing. Citizen comments, any citizen who desires to address the City Council on a matter not included on the agenda may do so at this time. The City Council may not deliberate on items presented under this agenda item. Are there any comments? One point two, citizen comments. Any citizen who desires to address the City Council on a matter that is included on the agenda may do so at this time. Anyone? 1.3, public hearing to receive citizen comments regarding a request to rezone property described as lots 1R and 2R, block 26 of the Old Town Addition, Lampasas County, generally located at 907 East 3rd Street, Lampasas, Texas, from Light Industrial, LI, to Two Family Residential District Duplex, 2F.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. Mr. Morrison and Mr. Rex Johnson have requested these two lots be rezoned from Light Industrial to Duplex. They intend to develop and build duplex on these two lots. I did send out notifications to 15 property owners within the 200-foot radius, and I have not received any written testimony or anybody called me and inquired about it either. This did go before planning and zoning on the January 7th, and they do recommend approval.
Any questions? No one? Okay, we'll close the public hearing and citizen comments.
Thank you.
2.1, discussion and possible action concerning approval of the minutes of the regular meeting on December 14th, 2020.
I didn't see any changes that needed to be made, so recommend approval.
Second. Randy?
Doesn't matter.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstention for me.
Abstention for?
I wasn't here.
Ms. Toops. We have the consent agenda, 3.1. Discussion and possible action regarding the second reading of an ordinance amending the adopted budget for the municipal government of the City of Lampasas for the fiscal year of October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2020. 3.2, discussion and possible action regarding the second reading of an ordinance for a specific use permit, SUP, for property being lot 2A, minor amending replat of lots 2 and 3 of the Walmart Addition, number 1, Lampasas County, generally located at 1708 Central Texas Expressway, Suite 3, Lampasas, Texas, to allow for a smoke tobacco shop, specifically a vapor store, located in an area zoned retail R. 3.3, discussion and possible action regarding the second reading of an ordinance for a specific use permit, SUP, for property being Lot 8, Block 2, 0.497 acres of the East Lampasas Addition, generally located at 1002 East 4th, Lampasas, Texas, to allow for a portable storage building in an area zoned Commercial C. 3.4, discussion and possible action regarding purchases and charges in excess of $4,000 from December 1, 20 through December 30, 20. Anyone wish to pull any of these items?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous. We have board and directors report, Public Works. Mr. Roy.
No, but I'm just trying to.
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. While she's working on that, this is a presentation for Public Works Department. And I just want to say, Mayor Pro Tem and Council, that we want to thank y'all for all the backing you did during all this COVID, looking after our employees.
It was a tough year, you know, trying to keep everybody safe, plus trying to do all the jobs we had from the growth we're seeing right now. We've had a lot of changes, a lot of puzzles to put together, and we've done it. And we hope this next year is going to be better. This is about a public works, kind of some of the achievements we did last year and the things we got to see what's coming. As you see, this is the kind of the org chart that we have. You can look over it. We got electric, you know, with Flint, who's, you know, he just knows everything about this electric system. I come as from a lineman. The guy, you know, he knows the system. But most of his guys do, which is great. I'm learning about vans, operations manager, water, wastewater. I love learning about it. Van and Steven and those guys and Brandon and Richard and all of them know that place like the back of their hand. And, you know, we've kind of taken Blair out of the picture and got him doing civil work, civil inspections, which kind of keeps us up to date. He stays on top of these people, just like the Avenue E project. I mean, he really was there every day making sure it was done the way it had on the plans, and it's really showed how that job went through very smooth. I mean, I don't know. Y'all didn't get that many calls, I know. When calls aren't going out, it's good. And Carlos and the street department, I mean, they just about do anything we ask them to do. I mean, one day they may be patching roads, and I may have them building furniture the next day. You know, just they're always there to help us out. They just worked this Sunday, you know, putting sand down, brine, and just getting the bridges safe for us. You know, we didn't have any issues, but they stepped up to the plate and were out there yesterday. Electric, we didn't have any issues during the storm, which shows how well they keep up the system. I mean, with cold weather like that, usually you have something. No water breaks, no anything. So we got through nice yesterday on such a cold and really nice day, though. Electric, this is some yearly projects they've been working on. They completed the assisted living on 281. That was an underground project. Campbell Park bathrooms. These are just some of the things. Wes and Deb Lynn, three new houses. New Burger King, we also had underground. Ongoing projects are still doing projects at Stone Valley. If y'all haven't been out there, you see the growth. I mean, he sells them as soon as he gets them. You talk to him, he doesn't keep them. Brody Estates,
if you know that, we talked them into going underground. If you hadn't been out there, it really looks nice in there. They just now poured two slabs out there, so it's fixing to take off. He kind of was waiting out the first of the year. New Covenant Church, we just set the transformer over there. Pole inspection replacement, that's going on. Anytime they have a little slack work, they'll go change out some poles that were osmosis declared bad order. Of course, they always do spring hoe, Christmas lights, carol lights, and dealing with tree trimming. And the tree trimming project, something we always should fund because it shows in our outages. This is some projects that we got pictures of. This is 910 Old Georgetown Road. It was one of the bad order poles that we replaced. You can see, I mean, they got it all covered up. They're changing a pole in line. It's all hot. I mean, they don't shut it off to do this work. And you see the man on the ground. He's watching them, making sure nobody's going to get hurt and reach for something they shouldn't. And, you know, they did this job safely. No outage, nobody hurt. This was a bad order transformer job. You can see the man. I mainly showed this picture because somebody had to climb the pole. They couldn't get the trucks to it that well. One bucket worked, and another guy climbed the pole to help. This is one on 183 in Chestnut. It's another bad order pole replacement. You can see the old pole, how short it was. They probably put a 10-foot taller pole in there for road clearance. Another job done safely. And this is the Christmas lights up at the square. You know, I want y'all to realize this job takes them about a week. We spent a lot of time on this. Even though we've got a lot of things already out there, we still got to go on top of all the buildings, check the bulbs. They're not LED. So, you know, you're going to have bad bulbs. You're going to have things. And then they got to pull all the other lights in off the courthouse. So they'll spend about a week out there doing that job. And this is Stone Valley, some of the new poles they had set. And since this picture's been taken, they've already started moving down this road, building houses. And that's Brody Estates. That's the underground going in. That was the pipe for the underground. They trenched it. We pushed all the wire and terminated all the transformers. If you hadn't been out there, like I said, go look at it. It's nice. The developers are very proud of this subdivision because we talked them into the underground. This is water and wastewater yearly projects. This is College Street sewer extension. We had 250 feet, did Deb Lynn. Of course, we finished up the Deer Trail that year. Spring Street Extension, and the main thing is Ijemoto pre-treatment efficiency study and upper pressure plain water system. That's some big things we're hoping to get finished this year and present. We're going to try to change out 628 meters this year, water meters. This is an ongoing project, which we hope to be finished pretty soon. We were trying to do like 1,500 this year, but we backed it off to 628. This is them repairing an 18-inch water line. You can see that was a big job. That was off County Road 3400. It was earlier in the year. But this is them clamping and replacing it and getting the leak fixed. This was a leak on 4th Street with the vac truck getting all that water out of there so they can get in there. And that's why we need another vac truck. This thing is either electrical's got it or we have it. And I appreciate y'all pushing that through so we could get the new one. Finley kind of talked about this. I don't know if our numbers are the same, but 2019, this is at the end of billing in 2019, December. We had 4,312 electric meters. And at the end of December 2020 billing, we had 4,385. So that's a net of 73 that we set in 2020. And the water was 3,490 and then 3,452 with a net of 62. So you can see we're setting quite a few meters and quite a bit of growth. And these are active meters. You know, there may be some out there that's not active, but you can see for the year that we've had, we've still been real busy with the growth coming in. And streets, of course, they're always tree trimming, right-of-ways, sweeping. They sweep almost 3 days a week. They mow and weed eat right-of-ways, road paving, patching, curb and gutter on Chestnut, the completed street sign replacement project, which is a big project I want it done. You drive around, you find them, you change them out. You know, some of them are peeling, can't read them that well. You know, drive around, get them made up and get them changed. Seal coat, we're trying to do some seal coat projects this year, and brush chipping program, of course, is always in March and November, and then yearly events at Spring Hoe and Christmas. Like I said, these guys maintain the yard, they burn all the brush, they take care of the collection station, plus all the streets and roadways and signs. Here they are now, you know, setting some signs and changing some signs out. Getting ready for brush chipping program, which is doing maintenance on the chipper, getting the truck ready. That, I mean, that's a whole month that the brusher, the truck and the chipper are running. This is Mike White. He's out there. This is Avenue E. He's doing a heat test on the asphalt, making sure it's good enough to lay down. He also, when they started paving, him and Carlos were out there all the time because Blair doesn't know that much about paving, so he was out there making sure it was done right. This is some of Avenue E. If y'all haven't been down that street, you got to admit it's nice. That's a nice road. That's how all the roads should look in Land Passes. But we'll get there. That's a collection station. As you know, Jerry sits in there part-time Wednesday through Sunday, and we get a lot of business. Like Finley talked about it, some 2020 recycle, we brought 13 tons in on recycle. It's people are there every day. You sit in there, if you go visit Jerry for a minute, cars are just coming in, coming in, coming in. And on 2020 construction, we dumped over 125 tons brought to the site. Those construction bins are always full, always. But somebody pulling in. Like I said, we charge them all, you know, not recycle, but construction-wise. And he stays busy with that. I look to see one day, that's 5-6 days a week being open. This is the thing I'm most proud of. Public Works Department has worked last year 59,229 hours in 2020 with no lost time. My guys all worked safe, all went home every evening, and that's something to be proud of right there because I'm dealing with electric, I'm dealing with guys getting in ditches, I'm getting guys on the road all the day, driving trucks, running heavy equipment, and it's something to be proud of. That's the one thing that I keep pushing to them is safety, and they proved it this year. They did what they were supposed to do. And this is a Halloween costume contest. That's me as a ref, and y'all ain't gonna believe who the mother two are. Can y'all guess? That is Raymond and Flint. They came into my office acting like they needed some help. Well, they need help, all right. They kind of won that contest, too. I laugh so hard. But 2021, all I can say is it's got to be better than it was last year. Any questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have one.
Go ahead.
On Brody Estates, is the infrastructure finished there?
Yes. Okay. All done.
They're complete?
They're complete. The water's in, electric's in, everything's fixed. They got meters set out already. We got 2 meters, 1 meter set for 2 houses.
That's the one that's one of the ones that we did the exception on instead of providing.
Correct.
So do we formally accept that?
Yes. So the process and the agreement outlined the acceptance, so there had to be verification by their engineer that it was installed according to his plans, and our third-party engineer had to also certify it. So, yes, it was certified both ways that it was designed.
That's formally accepting.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you.
Great. Next up is the city manager's operational report.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council, I'll be brief. Just a couple of quick items. Sales tax, we saw another great month, about a 19% increase in receipts from this time last year. Through 4 months, which is 33% of your year, we've already collected 43% of our annual budget for sales tax. Campbell Park, we are gearing up. Now that the holidays are behind us, we will be meeting with LAMCO and SPA regarding the pavilion as well as the skate park. In fact, we'll be meeting on the pavilion tomorrow and skate park, I believe, Wednesday. We'll be meeting with those representatives. This would be just considered a kickoff meeting.
We do want to determine their some of their criteria and then also give us the opportunity to outline some of the expectations that we have. And we will be also having a stakeholder engagement process included with both of those projects. West 3rd Street, Mr. Roy is reports that the design has been completed for West 3rd, who helped to take that out to bid this month. We are going to, we're not required to do normal bidding procedures due to the emergency nature of the repair and, indifference to public safety. East 3rd Street, we're about ready to bid East 3rd Street. I think Carlos and Ricky had indicated they wanted to go ahead and get that on the table for February for bidding. We do want to take a look at the course as an alternative. The portion from Western to Live Oak, particularly the south gutter line, where from particularly the alley to Live Oak, we have absolutely no slope at all. Bike trails, those folks will plan to be out here. It says January 18th, but I think I got an email this afternoon that they'll be out here January 25th. To take a look at the 580 Sports Complex. Comprehensive plan, we are continuing to review the expanded version of Chapter 5 as well as Chapter 6, and it's somewhat tedious because we want to make sure that we include action steps that are fairly specific so that we know in order to meet a certain goal, it may take us four or five or six different steps. The other thing that I would want to let you know is that the byproduct of this comprehensive plan, in addition to moving our town forward, is going to be a very robust community engagement program. In order for us to accomplish these goals, when you talk about land use and parks and trails, you're going to have to re-engage your community. And so I think that'll be a real positive byproduct of the comp plan implementation. Little League, like I said, I wouldn't normally even report on this, but it's perhaps a glimmer of hope or a glimmer of normalcy, perhaps, provided that we can do a methodical and safe climb out of these restrictions. WM Brook Park, I think Chris is going to be working on irrigation around the restroom, and of course, as a reminder, LCRA will be out to help install some sod and also playground mulch. Auditors are in town today. It's Yvonne's favorite time of year, where she has to go pull things at a moment's notice for them. But we hope that they're done with their work somewhere within 1, maybe 2 weeks at the most. Thank you.
Thank you, Finley. I would like to ask one question about the WM Brook Park, the pavilion that is there near the restroom. It's a very steep step. It's hard to get up for some people. And we had talked about it last year, I thought, that they might put some steps up, but I've not seen any yet or any evidence.
Let me visit with the Parks and Rec Director on that, and we can get back with you.
Thanks. No mayor's comments, no unfinished business. New business, 7.1. Discussion and possible action regarding the amendment of the interlocal agreement for subdivision and land development regulation in the city of Lampasas, extraterritorial jurisdiction, ETJ, in Lampasas County. This was discussed in workshop. Does anyone have any comments?
A motion to accept it.
Second.
Motion and a second. Everyone in agreement?
Aye.
Aye.
7.2, discussion and possible action regarding the appointment of a city council member to the Guthrie Library Committee.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council, this is an item that we brought to your attention because we need to appoint another member to this, the Guthrie Committee through the library. It was previously by a council member that is no longer, so we seem to appoint somebody else.
Could you remind us how many times a year this committee would meet? Is it monthly, yearly, or?
It's an as needed. It's based on the funds and how they're going to be able to utilize those funds as it comes up.
Do we have a volunteer?
I'll volunteer.
So I'll nominate Kathy Cooney to...
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
To get a volunteer. 7.3, discussion and possible action regarding an extension of the emergency ordinance of the City Council of the City of Lampasas, temporarily amending Ordinance 1148, City of Lampasas Personnel Policies Manual Section 8.00, leave time, subsection 8.05, family and medical leave, and subsection 8.15, sick leave pool in response to COVID-19. Repealing conflicting ordinances and or city policies, including a severability clause, and establishing an immediate effective date.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. This is allowing us to use the sick leave pool as we have been doing during the pandemic for employees that have to be out due to illness, exposure, or in quarantine. Right now there are regulations to be able to use the sick leave pool. We're asking to temporarily lift those so we can continue to keep the continuity of our employees.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a motion so that we can discuss that?
Second.
Yes, sir.
Second.
No, I thought you had a question. You made the motion?
Yes, ma'am.
And yeah. We have a second. Did you have any questions? I just had one question. I was wondering what's been the use of the sick pool this year with the COVID?
Well, it has been utilized. Anybody that comes in that's COVID positive or has to do it in a quarantine, we actually pull those hours out of the sick pool so that the employee doesn't have to use their own sick hours.
Okay.
We had over 4,000 hours in the sick pool. With it being over the 4,000, we haven't had to have contributions every year because it's at a level. Now we're bound to 2,800.
Okay.
So we have utilized the sick pool. We are doing a contribution drive again this month to try to build that back up from employees. But we would like to still be able to use it so that we can save the employees' sick time. And it is up to 2 weeks to be able to use.
That was my question. It was going to be, is it limited? Is it, it's just like a 14-day
It is limited
thing?
To 2 weeks, yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't expire. Y'all are going to continue to do this?
We're going
to
expire it till year end.
To year end, okay.
That way it gives time for people, the vaccinations, to get going, maybe get vaccinated, and numbers go down.
Is there still a committee that goes through?
There is a committee. We haven't had to use it. I think we've only had to do it one time. And, but yes, there would still be a committee, not using COVID hours, but for a normal catastrophic event.
I appreciate the city doing this for their employees to keep them safe.
We appreciate it also.
Any other comments or questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. 7.4. I don't know where 7.4 went, but mine says 7.5, discussion and possible action regarding the selection of a website photo contest.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council, there were 4 photo entries for the month of December.
I like entry number 4.
I would approve entry number 4. That was in my driveway night before last.
So we have a motion for entry 4 and a second. Did you second, Mr. Clark?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. 7.6, excuse me. Discussion and possible action regarding a joint election agreement between the Lampasas Independent School District and the City of Lampasas.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council, this agreement is essentially the same as last year. What we do is we actually go into an agreement with the school for our local election, and we share expenses. The county election administrator, he is going to conduct the election again for us on May 1st. The school board was meeting tonight as well, so they're going to review this same document, mm-hmm. And then once we're all okay with it, we'll execute it accordingly. But I'm just asking that you consider approval for this evening.
Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Any questions? Anyone want to comment? You'll let us know the cost of all this at the appropriate time.
I actually have already reviewed the interlocal agreement with the county, and those have some of the finances on there. I've gone through them and compared them with last year, and they're pretty much the same. It came out to be a little over 5K is what I'm looking at, but it hasn't been executed. We're still on the just reviewing it at this time.
All right. So everyone in approval?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. 7.7, discussion and possible action regarding a request to rezone property described as lots 1R and 2R, block 26 of the Old Town Addition, Lampasas County, generally located at 907 East 3rd Street, from light industrial LI to two-family residential district duplex 2F.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council, at this time I'm asking that you approve the first reading of the ordinance to be able to rezone the property from light industrial to duplex.
So moved.
Second.
Any objections, any discussion, any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
And at that point, we're through. We have a call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Let's go home.